Lesson 5. Text A. Summer plans. Peter and Mary are talking about their plans for the summer. Mary is going to work in the city, but Peter is going to go to camp. Mary thinks that their friend John is going to the mountains with his family.
What are you going to do after you return from Washington?
I'm going to stay in the city.
What will you do all day?
I'm going to work with my father at the store. In the evening, I'll read books. On weekends, I'll go to the beach with my family.
Have you ever worked?
No, but I can learn. What are you going to do this summer?
I'm going to camp. I've gone to camp for 4 summers.
I've never gone to camp. What do you do there?
We do many things. In the morning, we go swimming and boating. In the afternoon, we play basketball or tennis. We sit around a campfire at night. We sing or tell stories.
That sounds wonderful.
It is wonderful. What's John going to do this summer?
I think he's going to the mountains with his parents.
Well, so long, Mary. Have fun.
You too, Peter. Give my regards to John. I'll see you in September. Text B. My dishwasher. Mrs. Williams lived in a small street in London, and now she had a new neighbour. Her name was Mrs. Briggs, and she talked a lot about her expensive furniture, her beautiful carpets, and her new kitchen. "Do you know," she said to Mrs. Williams one day, "I've got a new dishwasher. It washes the plates and glasses and knives and forks beautifully." "Oh," Mrs. Williams answered. "And does it dry them and put them in the cupboard too?" Mrs. Briggs was surprised. "Well," she answered, "the things in the machine are dry after an hour. But it doesn't put them away, of course." "I've had a dishwasher for 12 and a half years, Mrs. Williams said. "Oh," Mrs. Briggs answered. "And does yours put the things in the cupboard when it has washed them?" She laughed nastily. "Yes, he does," Mrs. Williams answered. "He dries the dishes and puts them away."
7. Read the following dialogue once. Underline the key words while reading, and retell to your partner the dialogue in your own words. Frank and Charles discuss last night's television program. "Did you watch television last night, Charles?"
"Yes, I did. It was a good game, wasn't it?"
"Oh, I didn't watch the football match. I wanted to, but my wife preferred to see the old film."
"What a pity. It was quite exciting. Both teams played very well.
How did it finish?"
"It finished in a draw. What was the film like?"
"It was quite good. But I missed the beginning of it because I had to eat first."
"Did your wife enjoy it?"
"No, she didn't. After half an hour, she stopped watching and started to read a book.